Hello, I have an invitation to tea with the Queen.
Yes, Emma's been expecting you. Please come in.
Hey there. Today I want to talk about preparing for lower revenue months. And you may not have thought about it, or you might be starting to stress about those lower revenue months. And as we move into the silly season, it's very common for businesses to take a break. And with that break can also be lower revenue, right? Because we're not necessarily working. And so my question for you is, how do you prepare for this cycle? How do you prepare to have some downtime? And this doesn't always need to be Christmas. It could be school holidays. It could be when you need a break, all the things. And what I would say is this is partly mindset and partly very practical. And so I thought I'd share with my tips with you about what I have done, because I have been in this space over Christmas a couple of years ago now, where I was really stressed about lack of revenue. And so I had to really work hard on creating a mindset that was okay with lower level months, right? But I also put into place some really practical things I'm going to share with you today. First of all, and this is probably throughout the year, have an account that you can put a small amount of money into every month just to build up a reserve. You should be doing that anyway as a business owner. I use Profit First, as we've talked about in this podcast before. And so what that means is I put a little bit of profit away each week for instances of lower revenue months, or just for me to have peace of mind that we've got enough money in the bank account. So if something goes wrong, touch wood, if something goes wrong, we're able to deal with it. Yeah, so having a small amount of money in a bank account helps you sleep at night. My second tip is, are there any bite-sized offerings that you can offer at this time? They might be downloadables, they might be PDFs, it might be on-demand training that you've got, they could be evergreen things, anything that can bring you in some extra dollars at this moment in time. I'm noticing that a lot of people tend to buy things to set them up for success in 2025. So if there's something that you've got specifically that will help them get set up for 2025 in a way that helps, that could actually work for you. You may need to do a little bit of work at the front end to make this work, but I have seen it work time and time again with a couple of my clients. Number three, spend the next few weeks working out how to set yourself up for 2025. So one, how to not be in this place next year, and that's going to require a little bit of planning. And I, after having a restless kind of Christmas a couple of years ago, I went, right, what do I need to do? Do I need to bring in higher revenue for the months January through to June, or do I need to have a bumper month in November? What is it that I need to do to make sure that I'm planning to have buffer in the bank account, right? We have to work on our mindset in this. It's okay to have lower months, as long as you're prepared for them. The trick is not about having the lower months. The trick is about you're working proactively on your mindset to say it's okay to have lower revenue months and it's okay for me to have a break. I don't always have to be on. That is where burnout starts. So we don't want to do that, but we have to actively work on our mindset to say I can switch off and I cannot worry about cash. That's okay. But that is a constant issue that my clients face. Some of them are like, oh, what am I going to do? So we create an offer that works for them. Some of them have very good plans in place, so they front load the start of the year. Some of them front load the middle of the year. They take advantage of end of financial year. They take advantage of Black Friday. You know, they do all the things so that they've got money in their bank account. And then I think my fifth tip is about work out what you actually need so you're not stressing. I mean, what you want and what you need might actually be two different things. Yeah. And so I often say to clients, what is it that you actually need? What is your base level? And we work through that. If you don't know what your base level is, now is a great time to sit down and go, actually, what do we need? And I referenced this in another episode of the podcast. Especially as if you're a sole trader, you don't necessarily sit down with your other half and say, as a family, what do I need to bring in? And then as a business person, if I add all my expenses on top of that, what do I need to bring in? And what does that mean for December? What does that mean for each month? I like to almost stack my months so that I've got February through to November with my normal generating revenue. And I'm knowing that December and January are probably going to be a bit light on. And that's okay if you can make that work. The other alternative is that you take less time off. You take less time off and you work out what you can actually do to bring in a little bit more money. The other thing I do in November is I look at my expenses and I cut out what I don't use anymore. So they might be subscriptions to the things that I've signed up to. They might be memberships that I've signed up to. They might be apps that I've signed up to. You know, I kind of have a clean sweep in November of all the things that I'm actually not using anymore. And that kind of helps with expense management as well. And I think it's a really good hygiene factor for businesses to do some of that stuff, yeah? Because where there are gaps in our bucket or holes in our buckets that we just don't do anything with because it's too hard. So for me, I've got a couple of subscriptions that I just don't use anymore and I just need to kill them. I need to kill them and I need to be okay with killing them and making sure that the expenses are lower. Because at the end of the day, you have two levers. One is revenue, how to make more money. The other one is expenses, how to reduce costs. So if you can work with those two levers, you're doing really well. Number six, my sixth tip is if you have left it a bit late and you're listening to this going, oh, Emma, I wish you'd recorded this 5 months ago. Yes, I know, I hear you. Sorry about that. But do a challenge with yourself. Over the next couple of weeks, you would be surprised at how many people are still buying and how many people are still selling as we head into Christmas. And it might be that they're buying before Christmas to use in 2025, and you can do the same. So you can set yourself up for a bumper January. You can also set yourself up to sell a product in or a service in December, but deliver it in January. That could work for you as well if you're feeling like you're a little bit stuck and you're worried about what you're going to do over the holiday period. There is a myth that goes around, and I want to share the myth with you because it is absolutely a myth. No one buys in December. That is a load of crock. People are still buying. If you have an offer that's valuable, that's going to help them with time or revenue or efficiency, people will still buy. So don't let that myth get in the way of you continuing to sell. We still have a couple of weeks before corporate Australia goes on holidays, before we all close down because school holidays is at our doorstep. We still have a few weeks left. So whatever you do, don't give up just because it's the 2nd of November or the 2nd of December. Make sure you keep selling all the way to when you finish. I would love to hear how you go. I would love to hear if you have kind of given up already. I also know that people's time, attention, and energy is fits and spurts. We're all getting a little bit tired towards the end of the year and we're all looking forward to that break. And we're all going, how are we going to do the juggle? Because school holidays, you know, can suck sometimes. Anyway, so make sure you're looking at your time, your energy, and your attention, because the worst thing that you can do is push, 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 and then you're sick over the holidays or your family gets the dregs or something else happens and you think, I don't actually have the energy to deal with this. So what will you do? What is a couple of tips that you will take and you will do in order to ensure that you're set for your lower revenue months? And by the way, some people are absolutely kicking butt over December and January. That's their biggest months ever. And if you think about retail, if you think about e-commerce, man, they are like gearing up to sell, sell, sell. Anyway, hope you found this episode useful. I'll see you in a week.
Thanks for listening to Tea with the Queen. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help to get the word out. For more about me, please visit emmamcqueen.com.au, and I look forward to your company next episode.